think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. They're halfway home at the British Open after the conclusion of play on Friday, and it's Shane Lowry that sits atop the leaderboard. We get more from correspondent Graham Agars.
The 37-year-old Lowry, the champion in 2019, used all his Lynx golf experience to master the difficult windy conditions to move to 7-under after a 69.
I felt like I went out there, I was in control of my ball, did all the right things for a lot of the round. And then when I got in a bit of trouble, I felt like I really finished around well.
The Irishman leads by two from Englishman Justin Rose and Dan Brown.
Major League Baseball is back following the All-Star break, and the Astros were in Seattle to meet the AL West leading Mariners, with Houston starting the night one game back. Correspondent Jim Bernard has the story.
The Houston Astros moved into a tie for first place in the American League West with a 3-0 win over the Seattle Mariners. The Astros trailed the Mariners by 10 games in mid-June, but chased them down, winning 17 of 21 games over one stretch. Alex Bregman says the Astros still have to keep pushing, though.
There's so much work left to be done, obviously. They got a great ball club over there, and so do the other teams in our division. So a lot of work to do, but good win to start the second half for sure.
The Astros scored all of their runs in the third inning. Yiner Diaz drove in two of the runs with a bases loaded single. Hunter Brown allowed just four hits and six innings pitched to get the win. The Astros bullpen then retired the last nine Seattle batters in order.
In the AL East, the Orioles began the day one game up on the Yankees, and Baltimore was in Texas to take on the Rangers. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
Gunnar Henderson went 4-for-5, and Anthony Santander belted two of the Orioles' four home runs in a 9-1 thrashing of the Rangers. Henderson had twice as many hits as the Rangers and scored three times. Santander supplied a two-run homer and a three-run blast to help Baltimore keep its one-game lead in the AL East. Adley Rutschman put the Birds ahead to stay with a first-inning solo homer, and Colton Cowser added a two-run shot. Corbin Burns allowed two hits over six innings, including Nathaniel Lowe's home run.
Obviously wasn't as crisp tonight. Four walks is never something we're trying to do. Two of them we're kind of being careful with and just make sure we're not getting beat in situations. But the other two were just poor pitches that led to walks.
Loser Nathan Eovaldi was tagged for six runs in five innings.
As you just heard, the Yankees did stay within one game of the Orioles. They did so with a win over the Rays. Tom Merriam has the details.
The Yankees launched their post-All-Star game schedule with a 6-1 victory over the Rays. Garrett Cole pitched six innings and yielded only one run on six hits while striking out eight to earn his third win in the sixth start of his injury-delayed season.
You know, we got a lot of baseball ahead of us, and it always feels good to get started off on a good foot. So we wanted to come out and set the tone tonight.
Cole got plenty of offensive support in the third inning when New York scored four runs, three of them on Anthony Volpe's bases-loaded double with two out for a 4-0 lead. Juan Soto went 4-for-4, including a Little League home run. Aaron Judge had two hits in his major league leading 86 RBI.
Coming up, the rest of the MLB results, as well as news from horse racing, the Olympics, the NFL, and the WNBA. The Pirates entered the All-Star break with a four-game winning streak, and they were hosting the NL East leading Phillies on Friday. Josh Roundtree reports.
Nick Gonzalez drove in the walk-off single as the Pirates rallied to beat the Phillies 8-7. Gonzalez's hit came in the ninth after the Pirates rallied from down 7-4 at one point, and after Derek Shelton called for a double steal that resulted in the winning run scoring, helping his team win a fifth straight.
This was a big win coming out of the break, just because of the fact you go into the break and and you play well, and then to come out and play as complete a game as we did and do all the little things that we needed to do, really excited about how they responded.
O'Neill Cruz drove in three runs and had a pair of doubles, and Rowdy Tellez also plated three for Pittsburgh, now 49-48.
The AL Central Division leading Guardians scored six times in the eighth inning and shut out the Padres 7-0. Tanner Bibee is now 8-4 after tossing 5 2/3 innings, but says that he wishes he had gone a bit deeper into the game.
Never going to not like a performance where I go scoreless, but I think that one more out would have made me really happy.
The Dodgers won in dramatic fashion over the Red Sox, with LA trailing 1-0 in the eighth inning. They got a grand slam home run off the bat of Freddie Freeman.
Just the opportunity to drive in runs. That's all I care about. And bases loaded, one out, and just trying to get a ball up in the air, and I was able to do that.
Christian Walker drove in a pair of runs in Arizona's 5-2 win over the Cubs. Washington beat Cincinnati 8-5. Juan Yepes hit a three-run homer for the Nationals. Wenzel Perez and Mark Canha hit two-run home runs in Detroit's 5-4 victory over the Blue Jays. The Marlins knocked off the Mets 6-4. Jake Berger went deep for Miami. Bobby Witt Jr. homered and drove in three as the Royals rolled past the White Sox 7-1. Colorado scored four times in the eighth inning to defeat San Francisco 7-3. Jake Cave delivered three RBIs off the bench for the Rockies. The A's scored seven times in the sixth inning en route to a 13-3 win over the Angels. Max Schumann homered and drove in four. The Cardinals and Braves were rained out in Atlanta. They'll play a split doubleheader on Saturday. Milwaukee and Minnesota had the day off. Kevin Durant practiced with the U.S. Olympic basketball team on Friday. It was Durant's first time on the floor with the team after he suffered a strained calf a few days before the start of training camp. Churchill Downs has rescinded its extended suspension of Bob Baffert, allowing the Hall of Fame trainer to resume racing his horses at the historic track. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs have set a deadline of 6 months from now to decide on a plan for the future of Arrowhead Stadium, whether that means renovating the stadium or building a new stadium in Missouri or Kansas. WNBA, Atlanta Dream guard Alicia Gray became the first player to win both the Skills Challenge and the three-point contest in the same year. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.